Okay, we're in the Gemara Brachos Daf Tes Amid Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. We're discussing two versions of a statement. If you say the nighttime Shema right before dawn and then the daytime Shema right after dawn, you could be Yotze both of them. And we said a second statement that if you say the nighttime Shema before sunrise and even the daytime one before after sunrise, you fulfill both. Mentioned two versions of that, but they said it. But in the first version, if you're going to be saying the nighttime Shema right before dawn, you shouldn't say the prayer Hashkivenu because you're not laying yourself down to sleep. Right. That's how we ended that Gemara. Just another 2-3 lines to finish up that sugya. So ki asa Rav Yisro bar Yosef, when Rav Yisro bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar he said, Hoder Rabbi Acha Rab Chanina Amr Shuv ben Levi. That which Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Shuv ben Levi, that you're attributing in his name, yeah, lav beferish itmar. The fact that you said that law, that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, was not explicitly said by Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, but elami klali. We just deduced it from a statement he made. He made a statement about a halacha, so from that we deduced he agreed with that statement. What happened? There was a certain pair of rabbis, the Ashtakor, they became drunk, the Hilula Debrei de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, went to the wedding of the son of Yishuv ben Levi, they got drunk, they fell in a deep sleep, and they weren't able to say the Shema before dawn. Also come to Yishuv ben Levi. Then they came to Yishuv ben Levi and they asked him, can we still say the Shema? It's already after dawn. Amar, he said, Kedaihu Reb Shimon Lisvach HaVishasatchach. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is worthy enough to be relied on a pressed situation. So he's saying in their case, where they weren't able to say the Shema early at night, it's okay. And therefore, b'dieved, you could even say the Shema
after dawn,
just right after dawn. That's when a case beyond your control. But where you could have done it, but you were negligent, you can't do it after dawn. Because the rabbi said, you know, it's too late. Okay, now if you remember early in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of Masechta with Rabbi Gamliel's sons who came late from a wedding, and they said, can we still say it? So he said, if the light of dawn has not yet risen, you're obliged to say the Shema. Interesting, he said, as long as dawn hasn't come, you can say the Shema. Which would imply that if the light of dawn had risen, they would no longer have been obligated to say the Shema, for they could no longer have said it. So what's going on? In the first Mishnah, he says, as long as it's not dawn.
Late.
It seems after dawn, it's too late.
Yeah.
The story over here, they came after dawn, and he said, you can still rely on Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So what's the answer? You got to say, Rav Gamliel's sons were not drunk, but had merely neglected to say the Shema because they were involved in the wedding. Okay, so it was avoidable. Rav Gamliel, if you look carefully in the story here, it says two people who were drunk. They said they came drunk to him and said, we didn't say it. Rav Gamliel, it doesn't say the sons came drunk to him. They just came because after the wedding.
Yeah.
So he's saying, okay, so that becomes the clear difference. If you were drunk or circumstances beyond your control, I know you could say you shouldn't have gotten drunk, but you don't know that once you're drinking. That, exactly. Once you're drinking, you don't know that. Okay? And then once you're drunk, it's too late. But if you haven't been drunk, you're just busy with the wedding and pictures and this and that. Well, you could have done it. So that becomes the difference in that halacha. Okay.
What's the story, the one in the Haggadah, is they were so busy with the Seder that it came time to do the morning Shema?
Yeah, but that was just their saying, Rebbe's, it's time to say the morning Shema. They said the nighttime Shema, that was no problem.
Right.
Okay, so now we go back to the original Mishnah of that actual story. And now the Gemara is just going to ask a question on the story, the Mishnah of the Maisa Shabo Banav, where the sons of Rav Gamliel came back after the wedding. They said, we didn't say the Shema yet. He said, it's okay, as long as the sun has not, the dawn has not come, you could say the Shema. So the question is very simple. Don't you think they didn't know their father's opinion? The father's a rabbi. The father stated his opinion. Remember, there's three opinions how long you have to say the Shema. But Eliezer said only until the first third of the night. The rabbi said until Chatzos. And they know their father said you have until dawn. So the Gemara is asking, Ad Hashel or Shemiel Hoda Rab Nachman, until this time, they didn't hear what their father had said. So what were they asking? They didn't know their rabbi's psak. So, this is what they meant to ask him. They meant to ask you, in which way, we know there's a three-way argument. The question is, the wild card is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is the wild card. Why? Rabbi Eliezer says you have to say the Shema by the first third of the night, because he holds, when it says you go to bed, it's when people go to bed. Right. People go to bed in the beginning of the night. While Rabbi Gamliel said, it doesn't mean when they go to bed, while they're lying on their bed. And people lie on their bed all night. Fine. So that's a machlokas, one rabbi against another rabbi. That's fine. Come and say until midnight. Question is, what did they mean that you have until midnight? And that's going to be important. So now, Gemara's going to say, Gemara answers, Hachikamer, this is what they said to him. When they asked the question, what they meant was, Rabbanan pligi alaychu, is it that the rabbis really argue with you in terms of the biblical law? They're going to argue on you? In other words, it means that the rabbis agree with Rabbi Eliezer, that means ubishach, when you lie down, when people are involved in going to sleep, right? But Rabbi Eliezer says it's the first third of the night, to which the rabbis say, no, people go to sleep until midnight. In other words, the rabbis who say midnight, is it because they say that they disagree with both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, but they agree to Rabbi Eliezer in one extent? Rabbi Eliezer says it's when people begin to go to sleep. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's the first third. The Chachamim say, no, they begin to go to sleep even until midnight. That's how far it goes, and then it stops, right? But they would agree with him that the biblical obligation does not extend past that time at all. Okay? So in other words, they're disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer only in regard to how late that period goes. He says it's only 4 hours people go to bed at night. But for sure, it doesn't go past midnight. They agree with Rabbi Eliezer, you only say the Shema while people are going to bed. But they disagree and say people go to bed until midnight. But that's the end of the biblical. So clearly the rabbis are completely arguing on Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, who says you have whenever people are in bed, which is until dawn. And if the rabbis argue against you, then you lose. V'yachid v'rabim, when one goes against the majority, halachik v'rabim, and the law is like the majority. The kids were not at, they knew their father's opinion. And they knew the father said, you have all night to say the Shema, because when the Torah says, uvekum uveshach, well, that means as long as people are lying on the bed, and people lie in bed until dawn. They knew his opinion, but they didn't know if they could rely on that opinion, that that's the accepted opinion. Ah, but we know the rabbi said chatzos. Now we got to know, why did the rabbi say chatzos? Is it they said chatzos because biblically you have to be done by chatzos? Because they say when you lie down means when people are going to lie down. So the rabbis agree with Rabbi Eliezer, it means when you go to lie down, but they're arguing how far do you go into the night is when you lie down. But the rabbis are clearly the majority. They're arguing on Rabbi Eliezer in terms of one understanding, and they're totally disagreeing with Rabbi Gamliel, who says you have the whole night. So if they disagree with you, Abba, I guess we can't say it because we have to listen to the rabbis, or maybe the rabbis meant something else. Oh, Dilma, Rabbanan, Kavasechsa, maybe the rabbis really hold like you, which means you got the whole night, as long as you're sleeping, That's it is. I. Why do they say chatzos? They only said chatzos to distance a person from sin, meaning they laid on a rabbinic precaution not to do it. So then let's say you got past chatzos, then they'd agree you could still say it. So is that why they said chatzos? They really agree with you and are just being stringent, so you shouldn't come to be it so late. So that's what he answered them. Amar Laho, he says, right. Rabbanan kavosei svira laho. The rabbis hold like me. And therefore, biblically, v'chayovim atem, and you're obliged to say the Shema. V'hai dekomri ad chatzos. Why did the rabbis say only until midnight? To keep a person far away from sin. And that's how we conclude that the rabbis really agree with the basic understanding of Rav Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that biblically you have the whole night. The rabbis lay down a rabbinic fence. You should say it before chatzos. And if you don't, you've gone against the rabbinic fence. But they can't uproot the performance of the biblical mitzvah, that even if it's after chatzos, you still have a biblical mitzvah. So it comes out, we say Shema before midnight to fulfill the biblical mitzvah and the rabbinic safeguard to make sure you've done it properly. And therefore, if you say it before chatzos, you fulfill the biblical and the rabbinic safeguard. The children of Gamliel, because they had been delayed, whatever, they transgressed the rabbinic safeguard, but that still doesn't take away the ability to fulfill the biblical commandment. And that's what he was telling his sons. Good. So now 44 days later, Romeo, you're getting a review on this.
It's good, yeah, sure.
Okay, that is the end of that little Mishnah. Then Rav Gamliel and the Mishnah end. Now this next little piece of Gemara is like really odd. And the commentaries have a little bit of trouble. It's not a serious halachic situation here. It's just the wording of the Mishnah. All it's going to be is a discussion of the wording, which you're going to look at the Gemara, the question answer, you're going to go, huh? I don't understand what the question was. I don't understand what the answer was. So we're going to say, well, you got to press it a little bit. So what did Rav Gamliel continue? Now here's the point when the Mishnah. So Rav Gamliel says you can say the whole night. The rabbis were made a stringency, but then the Mishnah adds another line. V'lo zu bilvad, and that it is not only in this case that the rabbi said you had until midnight. Ella, but there's many other cases where they really have a whole night, and the rabbi said that you have to finish it by midnight. Korbanos, different things like that. So now, the Gemara asks the following, and they're assuming now, let's go back, they're assuming now that Rav Gamliel is the one who said this, right? Rav Gamliel responded to his sons, and they're assuming that he added these words, v'lo zu bilvad, etc., etc. So the Gemara now asks, Rav Gamliel, mi komar ad chatzos, tiktoni v'lo zu bilvad amru? Okay, now here's a critical point. Gemara now assumes that this statement was said by Rebbe, that v'lo zu bilvad. Remember, you have the Mishnah, Rebbe, who knows, he is the author of the Mishnais. He was the redactor of the Mishnais, so he will put people's quotes, and then he'll put his narrative quote. So he brought on a Sir Gamliel, the sons asked Gamliel, Rav Gamliel answered them. Now, what are those words? And that was the end of the story. You have until all night, because the rabbi said you have until chatzos, to keep you safe. Now those words, v'lo zu bilvad, and not only this, but other things. Gemara assumes that that statement was made by Rebbe. He assumes that the same was said by Rebbe with regard to Rebbe Gamliel. What does that mean? This is very tricky here. I mean to say, this explanation follows the Gra Ishos Elio. Rav Gamliel did not, when answering his children, discourse with them about the other instance which there is a midnight deadline. He merely told them, as regards the laws of Shema, the sages agree with him that the time extends until dawn according to biblical law. When Rebbe edited the Mishnah, however, he added here that the law said by Rav Gamliel is true in regard to other midnight deadlines as well. He's, Rav Yehuda Nasi is adding that. Okay, that's what he's saying. Gemara assumes that the statement said by Rebbe with regard to Gamliel. Now, so Gemara says, now Gemara asks, from Gamliel, mi kamar ad chatzos, tiktoni velozobovad. Now, does Rav Gamliel say that the evening Shema may be said only until midnight, that the Mishnah should teach in connection, and it is not only in this case that the sages said until midnight? What does that mean? The Mishnah is saying that not only in this case is the midnight deadline not a biblical law, but in other cases as well. Okay. But why should Rebbe have appended this teaching to Rav Gamliel's statement when Gamliel himself says nothing in our Mishnah about midnight? He says that the sages agree with him that Shema may on the biblical be reset until dawn. Nor can we say that Rebbe's insertion refers back to the words of the sages, for though they do indeed speak of midnight deadline, nowhere do they say that this deadline is merely a rabbinic safeguard. So Rebbe's insertion of this teaching here therefore seems out of place. He says, who's the statement going by? Rav Gamliel didn't talk about midnight, and the rabbis were not talking about the rabbis yet. So, like, where does this statement fit in? So Gemara answers that it was actually Rav Gamliel who said it. That's what he says. Gemara thought it was Rav Yonasi throwing it in. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamel Rav Gamliel. It actually was Gamliel who told his sons when he said that it's not yet dawn, they can still say the Shema. And Rav Gamliel was saying, Afilu Rabbanan de Kamer Chatzos, even the rabbis who say you have until Chatzos, Mitzvosa Ad Shiala Mashiach. The mitzvah really is until the dawn rises. V'hada Kamri Ad Chatzos, and why did the Chatzos Aharchi Gan Amonim, to keep a person away from sin? So that's what it means. In this connection, Rav Gamliel elaborates that this is not the only instance or Sabbath such a thing. So he says, we've explained the Gemara according to the Gra, because in our reading the Mishnah says, Velozu Bovad Amru. It's not only in this case that they said. According to this reading, it's clear that the statement is referring to the view of the sages and not to Rav Gamliel's own view. Gamliel himself says, I don't have this rabbinic safeguard. I'm just telling you what the rabbis are saying. So Gamliel is the one saying these words. According to this reading, it's clear the statement is referring to the view of the sages, not Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel is the one saying this words. Gemara's answer is explicit in the words of the Mishnah. Then what was Gemara asking? That's the problem with this. Because if that's what he said, they said it. So what will he ask him to begin with? He already said the rabbi said, right? So thus, according to this reading, we are forced to explain as Gra does. And Gemara initially assumed that this was not part of Gamliel's statement. Gemara answered by saying it is indeed part of a statement. That's why we have to go this way. It was this, they thought it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi who said the statement. Because it's saying they said. So it can't be the rabbis. It's somebody saying about them. So Gemara originally thought Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said they said. So he said, what are you throwing this in for? Says, no, really, Rav Gamliel said, they said. Okay, I'm telling you, it's not such a big deal over here, but then there's others have a different gear set. We're not going to go through the gear set. We're just going to leave it like that. We're not going to make it more. It doesn't really make a difference. The Gemara was trying to understand, did Rav Gamliel say it or not? And he says, no, he was just saying that they say it and he doesn't say it. That's the basic understanding of that. All. Okay. Now, the Mishnah listed a number of things that the mitzvah is the whole night, yet the rabbi said you'll have until chatzos. And they listed a few things, such as Hector Chalavim. Okay, they listed a few things. One of the things they mentioned is the burning of the sacrificial fats and limbs may really be done until dawn, right? But the rabbi said until chatzos. Also, in sacrifice that can be eaten for only one day, a korban toda, you bring it in the day, you eat it that day, you have to finish it at night, and that's it. The mitzvah of eating them may be performed until the light of dawn arises. Okay, but the rabbi said no, stop by chatzos. So they listed us a few things that you have all night, but the rabbi said until chatzos. So now the Gemara is going to say, but wait a minute, if you're listing me all the things you have all night, the rabbi says you don't have to chatzos, or at least you're listing things that are all night, isn't there another mitzvah that you have all night to do this? And why did the Mishnah not list it? What's that mitzvah? Anybody know? To eat something.
Oh, I think a korban.
Korban Pesach. What about the Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach, it is, well, we have to see. You say it's till midnight. Question is, what is the mitzvah really? And is there a rabbinic enactment? That's going to stumble into a big machlokas now. Gemara just observes, v'ilachilus psachim lochtonim. The Mishnah does not state the example of the Korban Pesach, whose mitzvah would be really until dawn. It didn't mention it. Must be, I guess it never was until dawn to begin with. Right? Now, the Pesach offering is not included in the Mishnah's saying. It says all offerings that are eaten for one day. What was the Gemara talking about? Mishnah, let's say you come today, you bring a Korban Todah, a Thanksgiving offering. So you can eat it today. Let's say I bring it this morning. I got all day, plus the following night. That's one day. That's one day. And the rabbi said, no, we make you stop by chatzot. Okay, that's a korban that's eaten in the day. Now, when do you eat the Korban Pesach?
The night.
The night. You bring the Korban Pesach in the day, Erev Pesach. But when do you eat it? You eat it at night. The Mishnah is talking about offerings that are eaten for one day. That cannot be the Korban Pesach. We could have said, oh, maybe he included Korban Pesach. No, it's not included. Korban Pesach is not eaten one day. It's only eaten one night. So now, the Mishnah didn't say, including the list. We have a list. Oh, there's a lot of things you have until all night, you know. Burning the fats, eating a korban that you start in the day and you have at night. The rabbis come along and say, until chatzos. Why didn't they include Korban Pesach in that? So it assumed from the Mishnah, you don't have all night to eat the Korban Pesach. But if it didn't mention it, should have mentioned it. Must be, I guess you can't. The problem is, for Aminu, but now let's look at a brisa that seems to go against this implication from the Mishnah. It says the following, a number of items now. Kriya Shema Arvis, the nighttime Shema. V'halel b'leili p'sachim, and a halel on the night of Pesach. It's a mitzvah to say halel. Ve'achilas Pesach, and the eating of Korban Pesach. Mitzvosan ad shiyala amud hashachar. The mitzvah is until dawn. So what do you see from that? The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is until dawn. So that's the contradiction in the Mishnah of Braisa. Only with regard to the eating of Korban Pesach, you see there's a problem. The Gemara is only interested, really, we've got a few issues now with the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah mentioned saying challah? Says also how, remember, our Mishnah says, well, there's a lot of things you could say all night, but the rabbi says, El Chatzos. Gemara's thrust is going to be, well, you see, the Braisa says you couldn't eat the Korban Pesach all night. Why didn't you mention it? Now, the Gemara could have also asked, what about Hallel the whole night? Gemara doesn't want to, for whatever reason, because they say that the Hallel is tied to eating the Korban Pesach. So it's really Hainu Hach, same question. But the point is, our Mishnah does not list Korban Pesach as a mitzvah all night, at least on a biblical level. And this Mishnah says, the Braisa says, you can eat Korban Pesach all night. So what's going on? How can you have a Mishnah saying, implying you don't eat Korban Pesach all night? The Braisa says, there's a mitzvah in Korban Pesach all night. So Rav Yosef says, lo kash, it's not a question. We have a machlokas tanoim. There's a debate amongst the tanoim. One Mishnah, ha, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah, which does not list Pesach as a mitzvah until dawn, is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, which we will see shortly holds the mitzvah Korban Pesach biblically is only until midnight. And ha, Rabbi Akiva. And the Braisa that says you have all night, goes according to Rabbi Akiva, holds you have all night to eat the Korban Pesach. So machlokas tanoim, how long you can eat the Korban Pesach? What was the biblical command? Till chatzos or all night? And now we're going to get into the braisa that gets into the weeds. What's the source of the machlokas? So we're spinning out of here. We're now going into a machlokas. What is the biblical mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach? All night or until chatzos? Did Tanya, there's really a Gemara in Pesachim. But we now that we're but Shal Pesachim connects to brachas. The Tanya we learned the following brisa. The pasuk says the following. The Torah says when Hashem gave the mitzvah, it says about when He commanded them, the Jews are eating their korban Pesach in Egypt. Va'ochlu es habosor balayla hazeh. They shall eat the meat on this night. Right? Now you slaughter it in the afternoon, right? But you eat it that night. Now let's look at some of the relevant psukim. It says, and they shall eat the meat on this night. Continues a little bit. You shall not leave any of it until morning, and you shall eat it in haste. Important pasuk, b'chipazon. And I shall pass through the land of Egypt on this night, and I shall smite every firstborn in the land of Egypt. These are the relevant psukim. So let's see the facts. You can eat it this night, which would imply all night, I guess. It says this night. We'll see. You can't leave any over until morning. You got to eat it in haste. I will pass through in the night and destroy the Egyptians. So now let's take so. So we got the one puzzle here. The ichlus abuzzle al hazet. Careful. You're going to eat it at balayla hazet on this night. Well, what other night are we talking about? Talk about the night of the 14th, right? So we'll see. But anyway, it's balayla hazet. So now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he makes a gzeira shava. Ne'amar kan, it says over here by Korban Pesach, balayla hazet on this night. Where else does it use such an expression of this? Ve'ne'amar lahalon, it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vavarti Be'eretz Yisrael Balayla Hazeh, I will pass by Egypt on this night and slay the firstborn. Balayla Hazeh. Now, did God slay the firstborn the entire night?
No.
He slayed them Balayla Hazeh, meaning at midnight.
Oh.
At midnight. But admit.
That's what Moshe said about midnight.
We're not going there. Hashem didn't say about. He says, I am going to kill them. Balayla hazeh. And we know what it means. It means midnight. But it also says, Balayla hazeh, you eat the Korban Pesach. So Malahalan, so just like over there regarding the firstborn, Ad Chatzos, it's until Chatzos, because that's when it happened, at midnight, but the night until midnight, Afkan here too to eat it, Ad Chatzos, you have until Chatzos. So he learns from this Gzeirah Shav, I know what you're going to ask, that you can only until midnight. Now look at the commentary. Acts of slaying firstborn occurred in a single moment at the stroke of midnight. And since the Pesach offering cannot be eaten in a single moment, Gzeirah Shav can only be teaching us about a limit for eating the offering. But the question arises how Rabbi Elazar knows to interpret the Gzeirah Shav as teaching the upper limit for eating the Korban Pesach. Perhaps it means to teach the lower limit, in that the offering may be eaten only during the second half of the night. So that's a separate question. Yeah. But that's a tzlach. We'll answer it. We're not going to go there. But anyway, he learns Gzeirah Shav, midnight. You kill him. Midnight, you're finished eating it. That's his drush. But wait a minute. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with that?
They're not connected because you should eat the Passover offering, but if they're going to have it at midnight and they haven't had the Passover offering, how does God know that you're going to eat? Do you understand what I'm saying? If midnight's when
they're they slaughtered the animal, they put blood on their doorposts. So Hashem is not killing the Jews already because he sees blood on their doorposts.
It's not the eating.
But now the point, but you eat it, balayla hazeh. What do you mean, this night? Well, it says Balayla says Hashem's going to kill him. Balayla says, even though it already says Chatzos. Both of these Balayla says are extra. Because the Torah said, eat it at night. God says, I'm going to kill them at Chatzos. He said, I'm going to kill them at Chatzos. Now it's calling it Balayla says. So what's going on over here? So we're trying to make a comparison. Balayla says by the firstborn means midnight. Balayla says by eating means eating until midnight. So now the question is, that's a pretty good drasha. How's Rabbi Akiva going to argue with that? Pretty good gzeira shava. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no, there's another word you have to consider. Mm-hmm. Kfar Nemer, it says, b'chi pazon, you have to eat it in haste. Now, what's the hasty time?
haste.
You don't eat it in haste. It means you eat it at a time of haste. So what's a time? Because you don't eat. We never eat in haste. We don't eat in haste. We're eating at a time of haste.
As soon as it gets dark.
No. Ad shas hachepazon.
In the hour of
haste. So implies until the hour of haste.
Right.
What's the hour of haste?
Midnight.
Until daybreak. Because that's when they made us leave in haste.
Right.
It says, you shall not leave each man the entrance of the house until morning. Can't leave until, God says you can't leave until morning. We're not allowed to leave our house. So what does it mean to eat the Korban Pesach until the hour of haste? It means until morning. As we'll see in the Gemara below, even Rabbi Elazar interprets haste. So it's haste, in Cain. So now it means in haste. So haste, you can only be in haste when it's time to leave, which is the morning.
I would think haste means you don't delay, you eat it right away. So as soon as it gets dark, you eat it.
No, but he's calling it a shot. But the pasuk says Hashem took us out. Another pasuk says Hashem took us out in haste. Hashem took us out at the moment of haste, which was the morning. That's telling you what haste has to mean. There's two times it says haste. He took us out. He took us out in haste. That when did he take us out? In the morning. So you have to eat it, b'chipazon. You have to eat until the morning. All right, Rabbi Kiva, what do you do with Balayla Zeh? In Kematam, but what about Balayla? It says at night, right? The simple tenet of the word shall eat the meat on this night. It says that one may not eat it after night passes. Rabbi Kiva is correct in interpreting b'chipazon in haste. Because the Pesach should be eaten until the hour of haste, or until dawn. Then why do you have to say it all about at night? What do you sing at night at all for? All right, so we're going to have to stop it right here because we got to get our tefillin on. We'll review this part tomorrow. We'll go back over these psukim to get that straight.
Thank you.